I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. The family relationship among Christians as daughters and sons of our Father God is what fuels the prayer movement today. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says, once we truly and deeply grasp that we're family, it becomes natural to pray for persecuted fellow Christians. If family moves you, would you commit to praying for the persecuted church? It's their first request. We can link you to digital resources at our website. And sometimes the greatest challenge to hearing the gospel is the lies we believe about ourselves. Lisa Pack of Finishing the Task says the way many cultures treat women, human trafficking, lack of education, child marriage, make it difficult for girls all over the world to understand that God is a good father who loves them. But you can be part of affirming their true value in God. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.